The federal government is directing more than $1 billion worth of COVID relief funding passed earlier this year to offset losses incurred by ambulance providers. It's welcome news in New York, where many ambulance services are struggling to stay afloat. WRVO's Payne Horning has more.
Lon Fracano is the director of operations at TLC Emergency Medical Services, an ambulance service that covers Auburn and Onondaga and Cortland counties. He says every year in this business is tough, so much so that there's a saying for it.
It's the toughest job you'll ever love. We are faced with enormous difficulties all of the time. This year in particular with COVID has doubled down on difficulties.
Expenses for things like personal protective equipment and overtime hours are way up. So too is the amount of Medicare and Medicaid calls, which Fracano says ambulance providers are reimbursed for at a rate that is less than what it takes to treat those patients. Adding to these financial strains is that ambulances have been treating and releasing patients at their homes where possible to alleviate the traffic at hospitals. Fracano says they aren't reimbursed for that treatment at all.
The level of stress that people are under is enormous, and yet these folks show up for work every day and they walk into the valley of death, if you will, and face the consequences of taking care of very sick people. And we wish we could compensate them better for their work.
For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.